A wedding minister serves more than a ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. That is why pre-marriage ministry matters. Before the bride and groom stand before God, family, church, and witnesses, they need more than a timeline, a rehearsal plan, and a beautiful ceremony script. They need space to talk about faith, covenant, communication, conflict, family, finances, sexuality, church life, and their expectations for marriage. But we must be careful here. Pre-marriage ministry is not the same thing as licensed counseling. A wedding minister may offer spiritual care, biblical guidance, coaching-informed questions, prayer, wisdom, encouragement, and referral. But unless the wedding minister is separately trained and licensed, the minister should not pretend to be a therapist, attorney, abuse specialist, or mental health professional. That boundary protects the bride and groom. It also protects the minister. Proverbs 18:13 Webb says, "He who gives answer before he hears, that is folly and shame to him." Pre-marriage ministry begins with listening. The wedding minister does not rush to fix. The minister listens for faith, maturity, pressure, fear, family patterns, expectations, and possible red flags. James 1:19 Webb says, "So then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That verse gives a beautiful posture for pre-marriage conversations. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Calm, patient listening often reveals what a hurried checklist misses. A wedding minister serves the bride and groom as embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. They bring their bodies, histories, desires, habits, families, fears, wounds, hopes, and faith patterns into covenant. Marriage does not join abstract ideas. Marriage joins real embodied lives. That is why the first pre-marriage conversation should be more than, "What scripture do you want?" or "How long should the ceremony be?" The minister might ask, "How did you meet? What drew you together? What does Christian marriage mean to you? How do you handle conflict? What role does prayer have in your relationship? What family patterns are you bringing into marriage? What concerns do you have? What support do you have after the wedding?" The goal is not to control the couple. The goal is to serve them with truth and grace. Matthew 7:24 WEB says, "Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock." Marriage needs a foundation. A ceremony can be beautiful, but if the couple is building on sand, the minister must care enough to ask deeper questions. Sometimes the wedding minister can proceed with normal preparation. Sometimes another meeting is needed. Sometimes the couple should be encouraged toward Christian marriage growth, mentoring, pastoral care, licensed counseling, legal consultation, or a slower timeline. A faithful wedding minister knows when to officiate, when to provide spiritual care, when to coach, when to slow down, and when to refer. Do not overstep, but do not undercare. Pre-marriage ministry is a holy opportunity. It helps the bride and groom prepare not only for a wedding day, but for covenant life before God. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant.